Longinus, Book 1 of the Merlin Factor, tells the story of this centurion of Rome who is assigned to guard the crucified Jesus. But while watching Jesus, Longinus stabs him in the ribs with his spear, thus ensuring Christ's death. It's a simple act, but one that changes his life forever. Longinus, Book 1 of the Merlin Factor, follows the centurion's life from his love for the prostitute Irina to his mystical studies with the Druids of Gaul. But it also reveals Longinus's profound spiritual awakening through his druidic studies and the spear that speaks to him with the voice of Christ. Visit youtube.com/purplehazepress to watch the amazing trailer for this stunning novel. Longinus, Book 1 of the Merlin Factor, is available through purplehazepress.com.
Friends don't let friends go into the light without reading Vishali's You Are What You Love, and now her new release, Wisdom Rising. Reaching enlightenment has never been more entertaining. Go to Vishali's website, purplev.com, and order her books. Watch her in action in the multimedia room. Read about her private sessions and enjoy the most beautiful purple website in all of internet land. Anyone who says money can't buy happiness hasn't read Vishali's books, You Are What You Love, and now Wisdom Rising. Order today from Amazon or purplev.com.
Intuitive healer and medium Linda Drake is the author of Reaching Through the Veil to Heal. Like Esther Hicks, Linda has comforted thousands of people by offering the empowering guidance and wisdom of Abraham. Linda connects you with information to support your guidance in career, relationships, and health. Vishali has been a big fan of Linda Drake's and has come to rely on her accuracy and compassion. Linda will be appearing on You Are What You Love, the third Saturday of every month. The knowledge Linda's gained through years of communicating with Abraham offers a unique yet comforting perspective of your soul's journey through life, death, and the world beyond. For more information about Linda, to schedule a private phone session, or to purchase her book, Reaching Through the Veil to Heal, go to www.lindadrakebooks.com.
Friends don't let friends go into the light without reading Vishali's You Are What You Love, and now her new release, Wisdom Rising. Reaching enlightenment has never been more entertaining. Go to Vishali's website, www.purplev.com, and order her books. Watch her in action in the multimedia room. Read about her private sessions and enjoy the most beautiful purple website in all of internet land. Anyone who says money can't buy happiness hasn't read Vishali's books, You Are What You Love, and now Wisdom Rising. Order today from Amazon or purplev.com.
Welcome to You Are What You Love, your window into the future of spirituality. We're going to talk to you about your life and the evolution of your soul while we bring alive the essence of eternal truth. So here is your host, the author of You Are What You Love, Vishali.
And welcome to another exciting episode of You Are What You Love. And I'm Vishali, the wild child of the airwaves, your spiritual hostess with the wild woman mostess, the beyond karma queen of radio and literature. And as you know, I'm also the author of the book, You Are What You Love. And I want to invite you to my website, Purple V, V is in Violet, V is in Vishali, purplev.com. You can learn more about the individual sessions I give people. You can learn more about my books. You can learn more about the other radio shows that I do. Purple V, V as in Violet, .com. And my third book, Wisdom Rising, has just been released from the printers. It is a wildly exciting time. I don't know how many of you out there have ever written a book and put a book out, but it's very much like giving birth to a child, although the gestation period is infinitely longer. And I am so thrilled to announce that Wisdom Rising has been shipped from the printers, and it is available on my website, purplev.com. It's also available on amazon.com. And I want to let you know that if you have a question that you would like to ask the Wild Woman, you are more than welcome to call in at 877-520-1150. Again, the toll-free hotline to the Wild Woman this evening is 877-520-1150. And as you know, my boyfriend, man I refer to as my boyfriend, is my favorite 18th century Swedish mystic, Emanuel Swedenborg. And I want to invite all of you, if you've never heard of Emanuel Swedenborg before, to Google him. It's Sweden, like the country, B-O-R-G. He was born in 1688 and died in 1772. He was a preeminent scientist and inventor, really a Renaissance man, often referred to as the Swedish Da Vinci of his time. He figured out what the cerebellum is for in the human brain. He figured out what the pituitary gland is for and the endocrine system. He came up with the first actual working hang glider that's now hangs in the Smithsonian Institute in Washington. He came up with the first blueprint for a submarine. When he heard about microbes, he ground his own glass and made his own microscope. When he heard about Galileo, he ground his own glass and made his own telescope. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records for one of the largest IQs, very close to 200. He was also voted by Stanford University to be one of the most top three brilliant people to have ever lived on the planet. And one of the things that I find very liberating about Emanuel Swedenborg, I first discovered him when I was in my mid-20s. I was diagnosed terminal twice in my lifetime, once in my mid-20s from an illness and once in my mid-30s from a car injury. And when I first discovered Emanuel Swedenborg's writings when I was in my mid-20s, I was having a very difficult time staying alive. And I found that his wisdom created such an inner revelation in my life. It turned everything around and allowed me to completely reorganize how I relate to reality. And needless to say, reality hasn't taken me out yet. One of the things that I want to share with you today, and I know that we've got a couple of callers and I want to get to you right away, is one of the things I found very inspirational and helpful about his writings, and he wrote over 35 volumes on the nature of the spiritual world and how what we do in the physical world affects our spiritual evolution and where we live spiritually. And one of the things I found especially helpful is that he said that because he communicated with the spiritual realm. He communicated with angels and non-angelic beings. Is that he said that every angel he ever met had had a human experience. That every single angel he met in the heavenly community started out the way that you and I do. They had the same fears. They had the same pressures. They had the same hurdles. They had the same challenges. And what I found really inspirational about his readings is if they did it, we can do it. And if the angelic community is populated by beings that started out with a human experience, that means we're designed to make it. We're designed to make that evolutionary hurdle. We're designed to grow beyond the challenges that oftentimes in our life seem overwhelming. So I just want to put that on your heart for you to just be with, that every angel was walking down the same road that you and I are. And if they did it, we can do it. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Again, you're welcome to call in to the Wild Woman at 877-520-1150. And I see that we have the lovely Carol from Santa Monica on. So why don't we bring the lovely Carol from Santa Monica on? Good evening. Good evening.
How are you?
I am outrageously blessed, girlfriend, but then that's my job. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good, thank you. Well, I have a question. I'm not sure if I'm in the right marriage, and my husband wants children, and I'm not sure if I'm intended to have children.
Okay, let me ask you something, sweetie. Let's put aside intended or not intended for a moment. Let's just kind of make that a non-issue. Do you want children?
I'm kind of neutral about it right now.
Okay. And do you have feelings about being neutral? Whether that's good, that's bad, you should be someplace else, you shouldn't be someplace else?
I feel like I need security first.
Like and
I
how
need
are
to
you?
Feel secure in my relationship before I bring another human into the world.
And how are you defining secure?
Loved, appreciated.
And are you feeling that you have that within your relationship with yourself?
I strongly feel it with myself, but not from my spouse.
Have you told him this?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
And what's the response that you get?
That he does, but what people say and how they behave is two different things.
Mm-hmm.
It's incongruous.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I want to put out there immediately, Carol, is that I'm a spiritual teacher, and I'm not hanging out my shingle as a psychiatrist or as a counselor or as a legal advisor. That's not what I do. I'm a spiritual teacher, and I help people examine their life from the looking inwards, not necessarily organizing outward things.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I noticed when I first started looking at your relationship is that there's an idea and in spirituality, and I love the way that my favorite mystic Emanuel Swedenborg articulated it. And I think if there was a better way to articulate it than the way he did, I'd be articulating it differently. But I think this is brilliant, the way that he articulated it. And he talked about a thing called our ruling love. And there are ultimately as many different ruling loves as there are people. And the ruling love is based on this idea that you are what you love, and you love whatever you're giving your attention to. Because this is a big spiritual law. You are what you love, and you love whatever you're giving your attention to. So I want to, let's just kind of take a big picture and stand way back, and then we're slowly going to incrementally move forward until we come right down and fine-tune it specifically to your question. But on a bigger picture, you are what you love. Okay, that's great. What do you love? What do you give your attention to? And whatever you're giving your attention to, you're going to find that there's a theme. You're going to find that there are certain things that habitually get your attention. And if we're looking at whatever the patterns are, the things that habitually divert your attention to, we could begin to start understanding what somebody's ruling love is. And Swedenborg defines it as actually four different kinds of ruling loves. And if we were to go to the lowest of those ruling loves, lowest of those ruling loves is where everything revolves around you. And it's a love of self, but it's not a healthy love of self, like I need to nurture myself, I need to take time for myself. It's more like a love of yourself, something from The Sopranos. You know, I'm going to whack you because you ain't doing what I want. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that kind of everything revolves around you, and you have the right to ignore other human rights, and you have the right to be abusive if that's what you want. If what other people want infringe on your self-indulgence, you have a right to be as egregious as you desire. That's the lowest of the ruling loves, is this everything centers around you and what you want. And then the next one, there's moving up the ladder. There's a ruling love that is a ruling love for nature, for caring about what happens on the planet. And a lot of times what you'll see is that there are people that are very green conscious, but they don't really have a lot of sensitivity for their neighbor. And they kind of take the moral high ground that they're justified in how they feel because they're taking care of the planet. So who cares if they're unfair to people individually? They've got a moral high ground. They're taking care of the planet. Well, it's not an either-or picture. We can take care of all of life on the planet and the planet and see them as interrelated. And moving up the ladder, the next ruling love would be a love of your neighbor, a love of other people on the planet, taking care of your coworkers, of your family, seeing how you relate to them and how you relate to yourself as all interconnected. And that your happiness and other people's happiness is on an equal playing field. And then the highest level of ruling love would be somebody who has a ruling love that centers around divine love and wisdom and being truthful and compassionate and having a bigger picture about all of humanity through all of time and the entire planet through all of time. It's an all-inclusive picture is the highest level. It's an all-inclusive picture. And then as we move down the ladder, that it becomes more and more exclusive. And the first thing that came up is that you and your present husband right now have different ruling loves. And there's no judgment about that. Everybody is where they need to be because we're all learning about where we need to be. But it's challenging when you have different ruling loves to feel comfortable about what both of you want to manifest because there are desires that are pulling you in different directions because you have a different ruling love. Yours isn't better than his. His isn't better than yours. Each of your ruling love is where it needs to be for where it's appropriate for you to grow from right now. But my first thought would be, sweetheart, because spiritually you're coming from vastly different places, would be that there needs to be a lot more communication happening between the two of you about what you value, what your needs are, and how you would like your needs being met. And that's going to require you doing more than just saying, well, look, I don't feel like I'm secure. I feel like I need to be loved. And him saying, well, I love you. We're talking about working it, girlfriend, on a really, really deep level. That requires you saying, these are what my needs are. This is what I need from you to feel that those needs are being responded to in a way that is healthy, that is giving me confidence in this relationship, that you are there for me and we have the type of intimacy that is solidified and is in place to create a space to bring another living being in and for me to feel healthy and for me to feel good about this. So basically what all this is boiling down to, sweetheart, is I think that there needs to be a lot more conversation between you and your husband, whether you do it in the privacy of your own home, whether you seek out a counselor, however it is that the two of you decide that you're most comfortable with doing this and you create a proactive way of doing this. There's got to be a lot more forthcoming from you, sweetheart, about what you need and how you need to see it happen in your life. And then when you begin to explain what you need, he'll have an opportunity to counter and you'll be able to see where your ruling love differs and you'll be able to see how to merge it together if you both so desire to do so. Or if you decide that it is not where each of you wants to grow, you can respond accordingly to that. But the thing about growth is that growth is a conscious event. And you want to grow in a way in your relationship with your partner that is conscious. And right now, both of you are not sharing, you're not on the same consciousness place. You have different, in the way that each of you has your internal value system organized inside is different. And again, one isn't right and one isn't wrong. But in order for there to be a merging of that, if that's what you choose, you guys need to sit down and have a lot more conversation. My sense is that you may have danced around this and talked about this, but the real nitty gritty about what it is that you need and how you need to see it happen and what he needs from you, that conversation has not happened. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense, sweetheart?
Yes.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
So, just keep this in mind that what you're looking for is part of the value of having this conversation with your husband is that it's going to help you see what your ruling love is and whether that's really serving you or whether you want to upgrade it or not, in addition to finding out where his ruling love is. Because knowing where his ruling love is without having an idea of your own still keeps you in the dark. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Great, sweetheart. And no, sweetheart, I'm here every Saturday, same bat time, same bat channel.
Okay. Thanks.
Feel free
so
to call me.
Okay, thanks.
I'd love to hear from you, Carol. Take
okay.
care, sweetheart.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'd like to remind our listening audience that I'm Washali, the wild child of the airwaves, your spiritual hostess with the wild woman, Mostis. The show is You Are What You Love. And you are welcome to call in and talk to the wild woman at 877-520-1150. Again, the hotline here to the Wild Woman is 877-520-1150. Or as they say in Jesus Christ Superstar, if you want to know what's the buzz, tell me what's a happening. you would call 877-520-1150. I pulled out that CD from that rock opera just recently and been listening to it and find it quite addictive. Anyway, just thought I'd take you all on a retroactive theater experience there with Jesus Christ Superstar. Again, 877-520-1150. And I see that we have the lovely Elaine from New Jersey. So yeah. Why don't we bring on the lovely Elaine. Welcome, sweetheart. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I am excellent, my darling. How can I help you?
I'd like to know, what is my mission in life, and am I on the right path spiritually?
Are you on the right path spiritually, and what is your spiritual path?
What is my mission in life?
Okay, what is it? Can we? Would it be safe to say, what is your life purpose?
That's right.
Okay, just a sec. Let me take a look at this, sweetheart. Okay. You've taken a big one, girlfriend, and when I saw what your life purpose was, and I saw that it was a big one, that tells me a number of things. Well, the first thing that it tells me is that you're a very old soul. It tells me that this is not your first jog around this block on the planet. This is, you've been here a lot. You have a lot of experience. You have a lot of wisdom, because the particular life purpose that you've chosen is not something that would be given to a spiritual 101 person, because they wouldn't begin to know how to dismantle this problem or to resolve it or to get the benefit out of a life purpose that you have. And you've chosen a very interesting time on the planet to work on this particular life purpose. There's something that you want to work on, sweetheart, and that is resolving something. There's something that you want to work on. You want to resolve a certain habit, a certain pattern. You don't want to just work on it. You don't want to just learn something about it. You don't want to just tweak it. You want to kick butt on it, girlfriend. You want to resolve it. You want to stamp closed on that file. You want to move on. You want to get this monkey off your back. You want this to be something in this life. You've looked in the eye. You've realized it has no value for you. You've put it down and you've moved on. And I'm going to tell you what it is, sweetheart. I got to tell you, I know this one, because this one was something I used to be addicted to. As a matter of fact, when I was in my mid-20s and I was diagnosed as terminal from internal organ degeneration, it was because of my addiction to this very thing. And it's worry, worrying, looking at a situation and assessing that you don't know how you're going to get through it. Or you're going to get thrown something that you can't deal with. Maybe it's a bill. Maybe it's a job review. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's just getting through the day without feeling like you're the lowest common denominator in the equation. Worry has a lot of very subtle and insidious ways that it sneaks into our life and it poisons our existence. And worry is actually spiritually incredibly destructive. And let me tell you why. We come to the planet Earth to learn about our divinity. And our divinity is that we don't have divine love. We are it. And that means that we are senior to any problem that shows up here. And any problem that shows up here is here for one reason, and that's to help us grow beyond any limitation, whether it's self-imposed or whether it's one we've allowed to come in from the outside and impose on us. And when we're worrying, we are not aligned with our divinity. When we worry, we disenfranchise ourselves from our divinity. We give it up. We let it go. We let it get trashed. We let it get kicked around. We let it get treated as if it has absolutely no value and no power and no place on the planet. And the reason that we came here is to own our divinity. So anything that circumvents our relationship with our divinity that grotesquely is incredibly spiritually unhealthy. And you can't be owning your divinity, seeing that you are the senior force to your problems, that these problems are showing up for one reason and one reason only, And that's that they're working for you. They don't have any power over you. They're working for you. And you can't be worrying and holding on to your divinity and being aligned with yourself as a force of love at the same time. Because one is going to circumvent the other. One is going to take the other out. One is going to cancel the other out. And one of the things that you wanted to do in this life, Elaine, is you wanted to resolve the worry addiction. And you wanted to get to a place in your life where when worry starts to come up in the back of your head, when you hear that inner dialogue, when you get that constricted feeling, whether it's in your jaw or whether it's in your gut or whether it's in your wallet. I mean, we all know that constricted feeling that worry brings on. I call worry trashed thinking because it makes you feel absolutely trashed when you give it your attention. When you feel it come up, you want to stop and say, okay, I've learned everything that I need to from worry. Worry has not solved a single problem in my life. It's one of the great questions that Jesus has. I love this. Jesus says, he asks you, when did worry ever add 1 inch to your stature or 1 day to your life? Or as I like to say it, when did worry ever solve a single problem in your life? It never has. It gives you the illusion that you've attended to the problem when all you've done is completely disenfranchised yourself from your value and your power and your worth. You've trashed your divinity. You haven't attended to anything. All you've done has been spiritually self-destructive. I know this one, girlfriend. Trust me, I know this worry monster so well because I used to worry so much. It was shutting down my internal organs. That's literally what I was dying from when I was in my 20s, because I was obsessed with worrying about everything. And what I learned is that I can't have a life worth living and worry at the same time. And if there are certain problems that you're dealing with in your life, whether it's a health issue, whether it's a financial crisis, whether it's a relationship crisis, worrying takes a lot of energy. It takes a huge amount of energy. And if you're dealing with a big problem in your life, the first thing I want to do is I want to look you right straight in the eyes and I want to say, girlfriend, you cannot afford to worry because you can't afford to lose your energy in such an irresponsible way. You need, if you're dealing with big challenges, you need all the energy that you have to show up for those problems and to create a new response to them. And worrying is like taking all of your water and pouring it into the sand. You're not going to have that energy to kick butt on these problems that are closing in on you, that you came here to resolve. So what I want you to put on your heart and put on your mind, Elaine, is this. Worry is simply a habit that you have gotten into. Probably learned it from your family, certainly learned it from your culture. Our culture teaches us if you have bills you can't pay, you've got problems that you can't resolve immediately, if you at least worry yourself into the grave or worry yourself sick, you're a decent person because you destroyed yourself and your life through worrying about it. And somehow that compensates you and makes you a stand-up person. It doesn't, sweetheart. It just makes you another person that's just bought into this whole dysfunctional cycle of worry in our culture. So your spiritual mission, your life purpose, is when you were sitting around talking to divine love and wisdom and said, okay, if I'm going to take a body and come back here, it's got to be to work on something big. I'm not just going to come back and go through all that stuff, getting cellulite, a body. Well, I'm not going to take on a life of suffering and a body of cellulite and taxes to just do something small. It's got to be meaningful. It's got to be really meaningful. And you and divine love and wisdom sat and talked about it. And divine love and wisdom said to you, okay, Elaine, what's the one thing that you think has robbed you of the most joy and personal empowerment in every single one of your previous lives? And you know what your answer was?
No.
I have a tendency to worry about things that have no power in my life. Divine love and wisdom said, okay, girlfriend, you want to go back and kick butt on it? Do you want to grow beyond it? Because this is a big one. This is huge. Because when you resolve worry, what you do is you have to completely untangle yourself from our whole cultural tribal thinking. And you have to stand up on your own and own your value, own your power, own your worth as a force of love, not based on anything else. because worrying is based on our value, power, and worth being how much money we make, when we can pay our bills, what kind of status our job has, if we're in relationship, if we're not in relationship, are we with a cute enough guy or girl, you know, what their socioeconomic standing is. It has, worry is based on everything in the outer world. Resolving worry is based on everything on the inner world. And when you choose to resolve worry and not let that have any power in your life, not tyrannize you, not hold you hostage, you've done the work from the inside out, as opposed to rearranging external furniture. Sure, you could win the lottery and pay off all your bills, but that's not going to help you resolve worry. All you've done is just rearranged external furniture. You've in no way gone inside and owned your value and power and worth that gives you confidence to say, I'm showing up, I'm doing the best that I can, everything is working for me or it would not be allowed to be sent to me. I'm the senior force of love in this equation. That's what you came here to do, is to put your divinity first and not let the temporal world constantly one-up you and say, well, looks like your divinity doesn't have any power under this condition. Your job is to say, no matter what gets thrown at you, I can be love now. I can be love now. And I got to tell you, sweetheart, when I first started resolving my addiction to worry was in my 20s, when I had this internal organ degeneration problem. And I was living with somebody. I had a committed relationship. And I was working for his parents. And when I found out that I was diagnosed as terminal, I also found out that he was sleeping with all my lady friends. And when I confronted him, we broke up and his parents fired me. So here I am. I'm in my mid-20s. Now I have no job. This is a time where if I lost my insurance, and if I got another job, I couldn't get insurance because I had a pre-existing condition. And in the midst of this, I knew what got me in that situation was my habit to worry. And I knew the only way that I was going to stay alive is to stop worrying, but I had to do it under that context.
And when you stopped worrying, you healed physically?
When I stopped worrying, I stopped losing all this energy, and my organs came right back. Worrying is when we give our attention to something, that whatever we're giving our attention to, our emotions, our experiences, our thoughts, travel through our body and our digestive system in the exact same way that what you had for dinner or breakfast or lunch does. And there are different organs in our body that are designed to extract different emotions and help us process those emotions. Worry would be like me trying to live off a shredded cardboard. There's no nutrients in that, in giving that my attention. There's no life force in it. There's nothing nurturing. There's nothing life-sustaining. There's nothing strengthening in it. And after 25 years of doing that, my body said, I'm shutting down. I can't live off of worry anymore. There's nothing in it for me. There's nothing to keep me alive. And when I did that, and my organs came right back, I had a graduate lesson. That was just the undergraduate lesson. I had a graduate lesson, which was in my 30s, when I was in a car accident and I sustained an injury that my doctor, to this day, is still surprised that I survived. And it took me about a decade to recover from it, and it completely hijacked my life. And I was self-employed at the time. I lost my job because I couldn't do my job anymore because this injury had completely hijacked my life. I went through all of my life savings. Turned out my husband at that time was cheating on me and I had to go through an ugly divorce with him. Went and had the car accident trial. Lost the car accident trial. When I walked out of that car accident trial, I walked in there with somewhere between $30,000 and $40,000 worth of medical bills. I didn't even know that was just scratching the surface. By the time it got done, I was well over $100,000 worth of medical bills. But when I walked into that courtroom, I walked out with every bit of those medical bills and the legal bills on my plate. I got zero compensation. And my job was in the middle of that, was to not worry. And I got to tell you, girlfriend, that whole earlier part of my life when I was diagnosed as terminal the first time, that gave me practice so that when this happened, what I know is that I can't create a learning experience I don't need. Nobody can create a learning experience they don't need. Because you don't have love, you are it. That means you don't have God consciousness. You are God consciousness. And God consciousness is capable of a lot of things. But creating a learning experience it doesn't need isn't one of them. And when I lost that car accident trial, I was devastated. It took me a week to even get out of bed. And the entire time I kept saying, this is working for me or it wouldn't be allowed to happen. If this ultimately didn't evolve me and move me forward, it would not be allowed to happen. And I kept giving that my attention and giving that my attention. Every time the worry would try to creep back in, I would say, no, I'm not going back to that drug of choice. That's a hellish existence and I'm not going back there. I'm clinging to the truth that I cannot create a learning experience I do not need. Somehow, I don't know how, but somehow this is working for me. And as a result of losing that trial, I wrote my book, started my publishing company. I have what I have now. If I had won that trial, I wouldn't be where I am right now. I wouldn't have this book out. I wouldn't have this wisdom. I wouldn't have this knowledge. It worked for me, girlfriend. And it's divine love and wisdom promises every one of us. That's how it works. If you will show up trusting that you are a force of love and this is working for you, you will find that there is a huge evolutionary gift for you in it. But you've got free will. If you want to give your attention to worrying and seeing this situation as having more power than you, you're allowed to do that until you decide you've learned everything that you need to from that, and now you're ready to show up for where there's an evolutionary gift for you in this. Now you're ready to show up with, there's a lot of excrement in the room, and I know there's a pony in here somewhere, so I'm just going after the pony, and I'm not focusing on the BS.
And also you had mentioned Emanuel Swedenborg, that he could see into the spiritual world.
Yeah.
Was he born with that gift, or did he develop it later in life?
I'm so glad you brought that up, Elaine. Are you ready for this, girlfriend?
Yes.
He didn't get it till he was 56 years old.
What was it in his life that brought on this gift that he had?
He said that he mastered every known science in his life because he was trying to find out where the soul resided in the human experience. And this is really critical because in the spiritual world, they say it's not what you do that's important, but why you do it. So the fact that he mastered every known science in his life, that wasn't really what was important to him spiritually. It's why he did it that was critical. And he said that since he was a small child, he had been able to control his breathing and enter into a trance-like state of supreme concentrated focus. And in retrospect, this is how a lot of people suspect that he did all these great scientific achievements, is because he could focus on something for a long period of time. And after 56 years of this practice, this meditative state of controlling his breath and going into this sustained trance-like state of supreme concentrated focus, he said it happened. The boundary, the veil between the spiritual and physical world dissolved, and he could suddenly see into it and hear it with the same clarity that you and I are talking to each other right now. And he said it was revealed to him that all of his earlier life as a scientist was training for his job to go into the spiritual world. He was to be like a GPS of the spiritual world, to go into it and to map it out and to explain how it's organized and what holds it together. And this is what it all boils down to, is this. You are what you love, and you love whatever you give your attention to. All the spiritual realms, the higher and lower realms, they're all organized by what the people in those realms give their attention to. And what I can tell you right now is that when I gave my attention to worrying, it was a hellish, limited, ugly existence that literally couldn't sustain life, but literally sucked the life right out of me. And when you give your attention to worry, it takes you to that hellishly limited place. You don't need me to tell you that. Nobody listening needs me to tell them that. You already know that. You feel it. You've been there. It's self-evident. But you have free will. You can decide that you don't want to give that limited hellish thing your attention anymore. You have free will. And that's why I wrote my book, You Are What You Love, and my latest book, Wisdom Rising. And what I do is I explain really well, these are the traps. These are the classic pitfalls that you give your attention to that habitually take you to these self-sabotaging places. And they're things you recognize. I didn't do this good. I didn't do this well. I'm not good enough. When will I get something right? I don't measure up. I don't have enough time or love or money or opportunity. I live in scarcity. I mean, I label them. I take you through and say, these are all the things that hold together worry, insecurity, fear. These are all the things that keep you in a hellishly limited place. And trust me, girlfriend, I know them all from firsthand experience because I got a PhD and given myself an enema from everything hellish and limited until I decided that I didn't want to do that anymore. And this is what I'm trying to lay on you, girlfriend. You have a very, very advanced life purpose. You don't want to just, as I said, tweak your relationship with worry. You don't just want to put a pretty dress on it and doll it up and spray some perfume on it. You want to close the door on it. And that is huge. That means that what you're willing to do is you're willing to say, my divinity comes senior. I don't care what the temporal world throws at me. I don't care what gyrations it goes through. It will not disconnect me from my divinity. I will identify with being a force of love no matter what happens because I am love unconditionally. And that's why we come to the planet Earth, because it's going to throw every possible condition at you. And if you can identify with being love no matter what the world throws at you, girlfriend, you're love unconditionally. That's how you do it. That's why we're here. You've worked really hard for this. And again, no one can create a learning experience that they don't need. Are you doing it absolutely the most fastest, efficient way you can? Absolutely, because you are divine love and you don't have the power to do it any other way. But this is a critical piece for you, Elaine. This is a critical piece is for you to consciously say, I will not let worry come in and tyrannize me anymore because it's not really real. It's the thing I need to be checking off my list is what I've come here to grow beyond. Not what I need to indulge, not what I need to justify, not what I need to give my attention to. This is the thing that I have come here to say, I will not empower you with my attention because you are what you love. And you love whatever you give your attention to. And I don't love trash thinking. I don't love trashing my divinity. I'm getting out of bed with worry. I'm not getting naked in front of it anymore. I'm done.
In other words, focus on the positive.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because negativity only expands. And also, isn't it true that the veil, the spiritual world, the veil that separates the spiritual world from the physical world is thinning, and soon we'll be able to see our loved ones on the other side and hear them?
There are plenty of people I know that can do that right now.
And how did they get to that point?
A lot of it is trusting in your divinity and trusting that you have the ability to do that. And most of us have spent all of our life shutting down our self-confidence in ourself. And shutting down that we can do that. We allow a lot of things in the exterior world to define our capability and to define what it is that we can or cannot achieve. And reevaluating yourself. And this is why I'm saying it's not useful for you to identify with anything other than being a force of love. It's not useful for you to identify with a person that doesn't have enough money to pay a bill. It's not useful for you to identify with being a person that's just a little high-strung. It's not useful for you to identify with being the person that always ends up in a bad relationship. It's not useful for you to identify with anything other than divine love and wisdom, because you came here for one reason, and that's to align yourself with your divinity, which is divine love and wisdom, and anything that gets in the way is what you're here to grow beyond. So one of the things that I can suggest that you do, sweetheart, is if you get You Are What You Love or Wisdom Rising, start looking at what your pitfalls are to give yourself, to give your attention to something negative, and start taking your power back.
Okay, and you said you know of a lot of people who can see into the spiritual world.
Yes, and there's I have a woman on my show the third Saturday of every month, Linda Drake, and you can go to lindadrakebooks.com. You can also go to Julia Cole is another woman. She has a radio show of her own. She's fabulously talented. Her website is Namaste, which is Namaste Beloved, namastebeloved.com. And sometime in mid-September, her website, juliakcole.com, will be available. She's working on putting that one together, but namastebeloved.com and Linda Drake. They can talk to people that have crossed over. They're very incredibly gifted in that. I can look in your spiritual, how your spiritual intelligence is organized, what your life purpose is, but the thing, I don't do what they do and they don't do what I do.
Okay, so that's N-A-M-A-S-T-E.
Beloved.com, B-E-L-O-V-E-D.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or you can email her at theempressofempowerment@gmail.com. Or you can email Linda at lindadrakebooks.com. And again, third Friday of every Saturday, Linda Drake is on the show. And usually the Empress is in my chat room. People are welcome to join me in my chat room at purplev.com. She's not in today, but normally on Saturday, she's in there, and you can connect with her by coming into my chat room.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetheart. And girlfriend,
yeah.
I'm with you. I support you 100%, and you don't need to worry anymore. You've gotten everything you need to it. Now let's learn from what it's like to enjoy life, to be empowered, and to realize that you're a force of love. Let that be your teacher.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent, girlfriend. And I see that we've got one other caller. I want to remind our listening audience that the show is You Are What You Love, and I'm Wishali, the wild child, the author of You Are What You Love. You're more than invited, officially invited, to visit my website, PurpleV, V as in Violet, purplev.com. Join me in the chat room. Go to purplev.com and click on VChat in the lower right-hand corner. And if the ever-present patient Diane is still on hold, why don't we bring her on? Diane, sweetheart. Great.
Yes.
How can I be of service, sweetheart?
Well, you know, I've been applying for some funding from One Source for a project of mine. And I've done what they've asked me to do and been resubmitting it. And I was a little disappointed because I still didn't get the funding in this second round of the funding. I mean, I know there's an unlimited universe here, and that if the funding doesn't come from that source, it's going to come from another. But I don't know. I just really felt like this time I was going to get it from that particular source. And I was just wondering if you had any thoughts.
There's a couple of things that come to me immediately, Diana, I want to share with you. One of the first things that I want to share with you is I found that there's a profound relationship with our emotions and what we bring into our life, which is why worry is so devastating. Because when you worry, you're connecting emotionally to a very low vibration, and you end up bringing more of that into your life, and then the worry snowball just seems to take over. When I want to manifest something, what I do is I get in my emotional body. One of the things I love about my favorite mystic, Emanuel Swedenborg, is that he says that your emotional body, what you feel, your feeling body, is infinitely more wiser than your intellectual body. There's greater wisdom there. And what I do is I get into my emotional body and I start feeling I'm already there. What would it feel like to have already cashed the check? What would it feel like to already be engaged in the project? What would it feel like to have that funding behind you? What would it feel like to be self-actualizing? That's the doorway you need to go in on, as opposed to what is it feeling like to be waiting for it, to be wanting it? Because when you're in wanting mode, it's always out on the horizon. It's always out there. It's always out there. It's always out there. But when you get into your emotional body and start imagining, feeling you are already there, that's a higher form of wisdom that you start then pulling into you, that you are already there, as opposed to, I need it, I want it, it's still out there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Great. The other thing that I do is we are very much in the company of the spiritual realm all the time, although we aren't aware of that. We don't realize it because the physical world is so in our face with bills and rent and gas and CNN and Home Shopping Network and cellulite and blah, 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 blah. So what we forget is that we're in the company of the spiritual realm all the time. And we have a tendency to think that we're taking this on ourselves and we're doing this. I talk to my angels all the time. I talk to the spiritual realm. I'm committed to living in heaven. I'm going to take advantage of being there. I want those angels working for me. I'll tell all the spiritual community around me all the time, angels, I need you to bring this in. Angels, we need to clear any obstacles. Angels, it's your job to keep moving me forward because I want to be of service. I'm here to manifest heaven on earth. I need for you to work for me. Angels respect our free will. Higher order beings respect our free will. If you don't ask them to help you, they will not, because they will not interfere. They respect your free will. You've got to ask them. And I'm constantly putting it on my heavenly community. Open this door. Do this. Do that. I need you to work for me. Because if you lived in heaven, you'd be asking them and they'd be helping you, right?
Right.
You want to live on heaven? You want to make heaven on earth right here, right now, huh, girlfriend?
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Do it. Start living it. Don't wait. Start living it now. Be it. Mm-hmm. Do it. Live it. Own it. Claim it. Choose it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Excellent. And I want you to know, sweetheart, that I am joining with you and seeing you in your power and seeing you as already there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. And I think we had a couple more callers. Forgive me, sweetheart. We don't have enough time in today's show to get to everybody's question, but you know, the Wild Woman is here every Saturday, same bat time, same bat channel. Please, I would love to hear from you. My book is You Are What You Love, and I am so excited to share with you Wisdom Rising. It is a collection of pearls of wisdom that I've accumulated over my life, and it covers a wide variety of wisdom as applied to the human experience, everything from what to put in your cake hole to what to give your attention to what is the meaning and value of prayer. So please, if I could give you a love gift, it would be Wisdom Rising. You're more than welcome to go to my website, purplev.com. You can order Wisdom Rising or You Are What You Love from purplev.com, or you can go to amazon.com. It's available for purchase on amazon.com. And until we get together and talk again next week, rock on, babies.
You've been listening to You Are What You Love with author Waishali. To order Waishali's book, You Are What You Love, or to schedule a private self-emergent session with Waishali, visit youarewhatyoulove.com. Thanks for joining us, and remember, you are what you love, and you love whatever you give your attention to. So love wisely.
Longinus, book one of the Merlin Factor, tells the story of this centurion of Rome who is assigned to guard the crucified Jesus. But while watching Jesus, Longinus stabs him in the ribs with his spear, thus ensuring Christ's death. It's a simple act, but one that changes his life forever. Longinus, Book 1 of the Merlin Factor, follows the centurion's life from his love for the prostitute Irina to his mystical studies with the Druids of Gaul. But it also reveals Longinus' profound spiritual awakening through his druidic studies and the spear that speaks to him with the voice of Christ. Visit youtube.com/purplehazepress to watch the amazing trailer for this stunning novel. Longinus, Book 1 of The Merlin Factor, is available through purplehazepress.com.
Friends don't let friends go into the light without reading Vishali's You Are What You Love, and now her new release, Wisdom Rising. Reaching enlightenment has never been more entertaining. Go to Vishali's website, purplev.com, and order her books. Watch her in action in the multimedia room. Read about her private sessions and enjoy the most beautiful purple website in all of internet land. Anyone who says money can't buy happiness hasn't read Vishali's books, You Are What You Love, and now Wisdom Rising. Order today from Amazon or purplev.com.
Intuitive healer and medium Linda Drake is the author of Reaching Through the Veil to Heal. Like Esther Hicks, Linda has comforted thousands of people by offering the empowering guidance and wisdom of Abraham. Linda connects you with information to support your guidance in career, relationships, and health. Vishali has been a big fan of Linda Drake's and has come to rely on her accuracy and compassion. Linda will be appearing on You Are What You Love, the third Saturday of every month. The knowledge Linda's gained through years of communicating with Abraham offers a unique yet comforting perspective of your soul's journey through life, death, and the world beyond. For more information about Linda, to schedule a private phone session, or to purchase her book, Reaching Through the Veil to Heal, go to www.lindadrakebooks.com.
Friends don't let friends go into the light without reading Vishali's You Are What You Love, and now her new release, Wisdom Rising. Reaching enlightenment has never been more entertaining. Go to Vishali's website, www.purplev.com, and order her books. Watch her in action in the multimedia room. Read about her private sessions and enjoy the most beautiful purple website in all of internet land. Anyone who says money can't buy happiness hasn't read Vishali's books, You Are What You Love, and now, Wisdom Rising. Order today from Amazon or purplev.com.
Tom Hartman here. My wife and I were thinking of buying new furniture, and we thought, why buy new? Why not reupholster our old furniture instead? After all, it's built better, it's better for the environment. And we thought about Riviera. Let Riviera reupholster your sofa, chair, or love seat. They can take any piece of furniture and give it a whole new look with over 10,000 fabrics to choose from. And did you know that Riviera can also refinish your favorite dining table or other wood furniture? They do it all by hand, and nobody beats the quality of their craftsmen. Listen to this. Here's a special offer. Riviera is in the final weeks of their 70th anniversary sale. The first 70 callers today will get 70% off the labor on either upholstery or wood refinishing. Get ready to call. The first 70 callers will get 70% off the labor. Call 1-800-55-COVER. 1-800-55-COVER. Call 1-800-55-COVER. Call now, 1-800-55-COVER.
Our son just wasn't himself anymore. He became secretive, angry, and sometimes hostile.
At 877-TEEN-360, we'll help you sort through the options so you can get the help your child needs. It's never too late to intervene and set your teen on the right path.
It was the hardest thing I've ever done, but it was the right decision.
You have options. We can help you get your child back on track. Call 877-TEEN-360 to find out how. That's 877-TEEN-360.
Attention! Celtrixa is currently seeking participants with stretch marks. If you have stretch marks due to weight gain, pregnancy, even bodybuilding, you are eligible to try Celtrixa free. Celtrixa was introduced to improve skin and has now been shown to dramatically reduce the size and depth of stretch marks on any area of the body. It effectively fades even very dark stretch marks as it repairs the damaged skin. To participate in the Celtrixa trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-995-9554. Stretch marks can mar and damage the skin, making the body look unattractive. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen stretch marks diminish and fade, watched as ugly zipper-like marks began to repair themselves. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your stretch marks, you are eligible to participate and experience a free trial of Celtrixa. For your free trial, call this number today, 1-800-995-9554, 1-800-995-9554, 1-800-995-9554.
AutoZone. Are you overdue for an oil change? If so, don't put your car's engine at risk.
Get in the zone.
Now at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $14.99. That's right, $14.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Don't wait until it's too late. Maximize your engine's life and performance. Get to AutoZone and change your oil today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s, and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now, and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-400-6448. That's 1-800-400-6448. 1-800-400-6448.
K-Talk AM 1150.
Progressive is the new mainstream.
KTLK AM 1150.com.
K-Talk AM 1150.
KTLK.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Los Angeles. Los Angeles. Los Angeles.